I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, we were finishing up that conversation during the break on the cooking for 400 on one smoker. It's about all that little smoker, and it's not so little. It's got four trays.
That's big.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of meat.
Yeah, it was. And we do shoulders. We don't do whole hogs. We do shoulders. Some guys really like whole hogs. I think it's a lot of work for what you get, and the shoulders are equally as good and not so much work.
Nobody at the party, and this is like the 20th year, nobody complained about not seeing a pig.
Right.
All they did was go on and on and on about how good the barbecue was.
Right. Exactly.
So now I'm stuck for the rest of
right.
my
but
life.
Speaking of great barbecue, we got a guy on the live line right now named Mike Saldino, owns a company called Saldino Smoke. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, it's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to hear you guys.
Hey, Mike, it's good. It's good to hear your voice. I last time I saw you was at Blues on the Mall. You had your you had your unit out there, and I was so happy to see you because I was so hungry, and I walked up and said, "Give me some brisket." And you go, "I'm out of everything."
Yeah.
And then I said, "You're no friend of mine."
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we sell out of brisket pretty fast a lot of times.
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? So
yes, it does.
So tell us a little bit about your catering / smoking business.
Well, it all started when I was in my kids were going to Forest Hill Central. My wife and I kind of every game we had to go up there for my kids were big into sports. So I got sick of eating pizza and hot dogs. And the next thing I know is I'm grilling up some stuff for them. And one thing led to another. And I'm catering weddings, anniversary parties, everything like that you can imagine. And from there, it's just downhill. We've been going for the last probably 7 years. We bought the trailer 3 years ago. And been doing a lot of stuff with that. Currently, right now, the last 2 years being with COVID and all that stuff, we actually did fairly well, being that we were considered a takeout restaurant.
Nice.
It helped out a lot. We got to pull into areas that people wanted to, you know, get out and about, and we were able to serve them all.
Yeah. So you're humble. Tell me about this trailer, because it's more than just a trailer.
Well, that all started out with an idea. Like I said, the first one I welded up myself, an old journeyman tool and die maker. So I made my offset stick burner first. That was 8 foot long, 36-inch diameter and all that stuff. And then we got into it and said, hey, we got to get licensed and do the things, you know, proper according to state law and all that stuff.
There's
so
a thought.
I looked yeah. It was easy the other way, but. No, I looked to get a trailer. I did. I'm an automotive engineer, so I kind of design things myself, and then I go in. I wanted to find a trailer that fit our needs, so the flow was real nice. The next thing I know, I'm calling Indiana. Nope, we don't build them like that. We don't build them like that. I got all the way down to Georgia, and the guy says, if your check cashes, I'm willing to build you a trailer. So that's where I ended up getting it, the design flow, and they ended up building it the way I want, got it back up here, and we outfitted it with all the stuff we knew. It has a smoker that's able to cook about 425 pounds of meat. I got a flat top in there, a charbroiler, a convection oven, all the refrigeration I need, sinks, wash sinks, and you name it.
So, Mike, you went to Georgia. Do these people build smoker trailers?
Yes, they do.
And who is that?
It's Southern Dimension Southern Dimension Trailers.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a phenomenal job.
Yes, they do the roofs and everything if you want. They'll do everything.
Everything, yep.
Cool. Well, I know it was gorgeous when I saw you. I was enjoying some Blues on the Mall in downtown Grand Rapids, actually out at Deltaplex, I think. And
yep.
I don't know if they're even doing that this year.
I think it's back down at Rosa Park, but they're only doing a few shows.
Right, like three.
Yep.
Correct.
Because everybody's dying.
Yeah.
They're dying for barbecues, all they're dying for.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually going to be out at Wildwood Farms for Jake Kershaw doing his blues in August.
Nice.
And we'll be selling out there. So.
Where's that?
It's on Snow Avenue between 76 and 84th Street.
Hmm.
And so that'd be Ionia County out there?
Kind of Alto. No, that's Kent
Alto.
County.
Yep, Alto area.
Kent County.
Okay, yep. Okay.
it's a wedding venue that we do a lot of our weddings at and stuff like that. And they invite us out for, they've got country western, they do this. And of course, you know, I'm big on the blues. So I, when they said they're going to have Jake out there, I love listening to him. So I said, yep, we're in. We'll probably be doing some brisket, some pork. I want to do a smoked Italian beef and
nice. We'll
start playing with a little bit of stuff like that.
So Mike, when you go to an event like that, what is your ratio of the different kinds of meats? How do you figure that out? Is it just experience? And give me a tip of what your ratios look like.
Well, normally we kind of ask the venue what they're seeing and people on Facebook and all their websites seeing what their activity is. If it's a high, a lot of, oh, let's go to that. We kind of do that accordingly. But I'm normally cooking anywhere from 200 to 300 people. You know, we're doing probably 150 pounds of brisket and 180 pounds of pork. We certainly do some chicken and stuff like that every
sausage
now and again.
Sausage, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. We're getting our sausage or Camp Out Corners or kielbasa. We smoke that up. That's phenomenal when we do that.
Yep.
So tell us how you make this Italian beef.
The Italian beef is I use a whole shoulder clod. I throw it on the pit for probably around 16 to 17 hours at 225, 250.
Spiced with what?
I'm spicing it with raw garlic, oregano, basil, the crushed red pepper and stuff like that.
Great.
And then I smoke it, and then I actually take the drippings from that, add some beef au jus, and I throw it all into that and throw it back on for another 3 hours.
Wow.
So this is a 20-hour smoke, and that beef shoulder is a huge piece of meat, though, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're talking about 40, 50 pounds.
Right. And
intact. You smoke it intact.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a picture.
Yeah, it would be. Absolutely. So then that stuff is, what kind of internal temperature are you getting that to?
I will bring it up to probably about 180, 190. 190
just like a brisket.
Yep, exactly. Just like a brisket. And we do pull it apart similar to pulled brisket. So we do that. But then when it's absorbing all the, I smoke a lot of garlic and stuff and we throw it in the au jus with it and that absolutely absorbs all that flavor. So we have a good time doing that. And then, of course, we got to put the hot jardiniere on top with provolone cheese and our nice little sub bun.
Oh, beautiful. Tell us again where that event is, when it is.
The event is, it's in August. I don't know the date right off the top of my head. But it's at Wildwood Family Farms on Snow Avenue between 76th and 84th Street.
Great.
Hey, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for catering, how do they do that?
If they'd like to get a hold of us, we actually have a website. You can go to saladinosmoke.com, and the email will go right to the boss of the place, which is my wife. She'll take care of all the scheduling and stuff like that if we're available. We try not to do more than, you know, two weddings. Possibly we just stick to one wedding or one event a day because we like just to focus in on that and make sure that day becomes special for the customer.
Yeah, why don't you spell that website so people get that right?
It's SALADINO.
Got it.
SMOKE.
Got it. All right, Mike, we're out of time, brother, but thanks for your time. And my mouth's watering just hearing you talk about all this wonderful barbecue. So,
well, come out and see me.
Yeah, we sure will. I'll check your website and find out where you are. So that's good.
Sounds great.
All right, Mike, take care, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Bye.
Yeah, Mike Saldino, that guy can cook, baby.
Yes.
Coming up next, we're going to hit the grill ourselves and talk about a few tasty recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.